Mark chapter 5 and beginning halfway through verse 25. Mark 5 on page 952. Actually, beginning at the beginning of verse 25, after all. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She'd suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she was freed from her suffering. It was pretty brave for the woman in this episode to do what she did. So that day, she might easily have ducked out in spite of her confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. So easily just not done anything and lived with the regrets of what might have been. But God knew her, gave her the opportunity she needed, the courage to do something, and the Lord Jesus healed her and transformed her life. He'd only arrived in the area that morning and had been about to teach a crowd of people who gathered to hear him speak when a man called Jairus, the leader of the local synagogue, had come asking for his help. In verse 23, we read, he pleaded earnestly with Jesus, my little daughter is dying. Please come, put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live. And it was as he was responding to this request and walking to Jairus' house that this woman spotted him and decided that this was an opportunity she couldn't miss. After all, she'd really begun to get used to the way things were. She'd been suffering in this way for 12 years. She'd sought help, but she'd been disappointed every time she'd hoped that things would change. She'd used up all her money on medical bills and got nowhere. But somehow, and perhaps she'd have found it difficult to explain why, with Jesus, she had the faith that things could be different. That even if it's what the original says, even if she could only touch the edge of his robes, she would be healed. And actually, he never needed to know. She didn't have to engage with him or ask him or risk his rebuff. She just touched the edge of his cloak and she'd be sorted. That's exactly what she did. And she was healed totally. And as the Lord Jesus said afterwards, it was all because of her faith. Her faith that meant that she'd never given up wanting things to be different. Never ceased to believe that that's what God wanted too. And now that faith had released the healing power of God into her life. And nothing again would be as it had been. But the surprise was that in spite of all her planning, Jesus knew that something had happened. In verse 30, we read, he realized that power had gone out of him, and he turned round in the crowd and asked, who touched me? Engaging with Jesus wasn't transactional, as she thought it might be. It was intensely personal. It involved the life and the power of God flowing from him into her. She came forward and admitted what she'd done. 2,000 years ago, that woman was given an opportunity by God and she took it. And today, for some of us, God will be doing exactly the same in this service. Her example encourages us to take every opportunity we're given for Jesus to bless us. She had faith, but it was limited. That's so often probably like you and me. Our faith is always there. It goes up and down sometimes, depending on a whole lot of things. But Jesus knew her faith was genuine. Just as he looks at you and knows your faith is genuine too. He gave the woman wholeness and freedom. And he offers to us whatever we need today. He sees our faith. He perceives our commitment to him. She took the opportunity God gave her. She could so easily have ducked out. And you and I are invited to take the opportunity God gives us as well, to reach out and touch him and to seek his blessing.